Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a famine in the land of Zambia. It had not rained for months and months, and so there was no food for the animals who lived there to eat. They were all hungry and starving, and as the days went by, they grew thinner and thinner and thinner. In fact, they were so hungry they could hardly move, and they all huddled together beneath the shade of an enormous wooden tree that grew like a twisted claw from the middle of the savannah. The animals knew that this particular tree had magic powers. It only flowered once every 100 years, but when it did, it would grow enough fruit to feed all the animals in Zambia. The only problem was it would only grow and bear its fruit if the animals called it by its special name, and none of them could remember what it was. They all sat around beneath the branches, racking their brains and trying to remember. The first creature to try and guess the name was the hare.
I know. I think the name of the tree was Ovimbundu. Let's try that.
So they did. All together they shouted out, Ovimbundu, in their loudest voices. But the tree just stood there, bare and barren, and no less dead than it had been before. The animals were very disappointed. They lay down again to think, and the next creature to try and guess the tree's name was the goat.
I know, buh,
buh. I know,
buh, buh. I think the name of the tree was Gurrency, buh, buh. Let's try that.
So they did. All together they shouted out, Gurrency! In their loudest voices. But the tree just stood there, bare and barren and no less dead than it had been before. Well, the animals were very, very disappointed. They sat down again to think, and this time the lion decided that he would try and guess the name of the tree.
I know. I think the name of the tree was Mpongwe. Let's try that.
So they did. All together they shouted out, Mpongwe, in their loudest voices. But the tree just stood there, bare and barren and no less dead than it had been before. The animals were very, very, very disappointed, and they lay down before the tree and got ready to die. But before they could, a little voice piped up. It was the tortoise, the oldest and slowest of them all.
I know that I am old and slow, but I remember long ago my great-great-grandfather telling me that the mountain spirit knew the name of the tree. I will go to the mountain and ask the mountain spirit what it was.
But before the tortoise could set off, the lion butted in.
No, 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 you're far too slow. Then let one of the swifter animals go. A hare, you're one of the fastest here. Run to the mountain and ask the mountain spirit the name of the tree. Off you go. We're all getting very hungry.
And so off the hare went, as fast as his feet would take him, off to the mountain to ask the mountain spirit the name of the tree. And when he got to the top of the mountain, he took a deep breath and said,
Mountain spirit, all we animals are starving to death. Won't you tell us the name of the tree, so we can have some food to eat?
And the mountain spirit stepped forward from his cave and said,
Little hare, I do not like people visiting my mountain, for I am a strange and solitary ghost. But as you have come to help your friends, I will tell you what you want to know. The name of the tree is Ewongilama. Remember it well, for I shall not speak it again. Now, hurry back to your friends.
And so the hare turned round and set off back down the mountain as fast as his feet would take him, determined to tell the others the name of the tree.
Iwongi Lama, Iwongi Lama, Iwongi Lama, Iwongi Lama. Ah!
The hare had been running so hard and so fast he had not been watching what he was doing, and he had run headfirst into an enormous ant hill. The poor hare picked himself up. He was so confused. He could not remember why he had been running hard and fast in the first place. Then it came to him. He had been taking the name of the tree back to the others, the special name that would make it grow and bear its wonderful fruit. The very special name... The hare could not remember what it was. He brushed himself down and set off back to the old dead tree, where the other animals were waiting for him. When they heard what had happened, they were very disappointed, and this time they decided to send the goat to the mountain instead.
"Goat," said the lion, "your hooves are sharp and nimble. You should be able to skip up the mountain and ask the mountain spirit the name of the tree. Off you go. We're all getting very hungry."
And so off the goat went as fast as his hooves would take him. And when he got to the top of the mountain, he took a deep breath and said,
"Hey, buh, buh, mountain spirit, buh, buh, all we animals are starving to death. Won't you tell us the name of the tree so we can have some food to eat?"
And the mountain spirit stepped forward from his cave and said,
"Little goat, I do not like people visiting my mountain, for I am a strange and solitary ghost. But as you have come to help your friends, I will tell you what you want to know. The name of the tree is Iwongi Lama. Remember it well, for I shall not tell you again. Now hurry back to your friends."
And so the goat turned around and set off back down the mountain as fast as his hooves would take him, determined to tell the others the name of the tree.
"Iwongi Lama, buh, buh, Iwongi Lama, buh, buh, Iwongi Lama, buh, buh, Iwongi Lama, buh, buh."
The goat had been skipping so fast and so hard he had not been watching where he was going, and he had skipped headfirst into the enormous ant hill. The poor goat picked himself up. He was so confused he could not remember why he had been skipping hard and fast in the first place. Then it came to him. He had been taking the name of the tree back to the others, the special name that would make it grow and bear its wonderful fruits. The very special name... The goat could not remember what it was. The poor goat brushed himself down and set off back to the old dead tree where the other animals were waiting for him. When they heard what had happened, they were very, very disappointed, and this time the lion decided that he would go himself.
"You other creatures are clearly far too stupid to remember the name. I am the strongest and toughest round here. I will go to the mountain and ask the mountain spirit what it was."
And so the lion stuck his nose up proudly in the air and set off towards the mountain. When he reached the very top, he took a deep breath and said,
"Hey, you, mountain spirit, all we animals are starving to death. Won't you tell us the name of the tree so we can have some food to eat?"
And the mountain spirit stepped from his cave and said,
"Little lion, I do not like people visiting my mountain, for I am a strange and solitary ghost. But as you have come to help your friends, I will tell you what you want to know. The name of the tree is Iwongi Lama. Remember it well, for I shall not tell you again. Now, hurry back to your friends."
And so the lion turned around, stuck his nose up proudly in the air, and set off back down the mountain, determined to tell the others the name of the tree.
Iwungi Lama, roar, roar, Iwungi Lama, roar, roar, Iwungi Lama, roar, roar, Iwungi Lama, roar, roar.
The lion had been walking so proudly, and with his nose stuck so high up in the air, he had not been watching what he was doing, and he had walked headfirst into the enormous anthill. The poor lion picked himself up. He was so confused, he could not remember why he had been walking proudly in the first place. Then it came to him. He had been taking the name of the tree back to the others, the special name that would make it grow and bear its wonderful fruit. The very special name... The lion could not remember what it was. Poor lion brushed himself down and set off back to the old dead tree, where he told the other creatures what had happened. They were very, very, very disappointed. In fact, they were so disappointed, they were almost ready to give up and lay down to die. But before they could, a little voice piped up. It was the tortoise.
I know that I am old and slow, but why not let me go? I will go to the mountain and ask the mountain spirit the name of the tree.
And the lion stood up and said,
Oh, very well, tortoise, if you must, I hope you have better luck than the rest of us.
And so off the tortoise went, as fast as his feet would take him. And as he went, he counted in his head, one count for every step he took.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
until he got to the mountain.
10,077... 10,078, 10,079, 10,000 and... Oh, look, here I am. Oh, great mountain spirit, I am sorry to trouble you again, but all we animals are starving to death. Won't you tell us the name of the tree, so we can have some food to eat?
And the mountain spirit stepped forward from his cave.
Little tortoise, he said, I hope that this is the last time I am disturbed by another silly animal. You had better remember what I say. The name of the tree is Iwungi Lama. Remember it well, for I shall not speak it again. Now, hurry back to your friends.
And so the tortoise turned around and set off back down the mountain as fast as his feet would take him. And as he walked, he counted in his head, one beat for every step he took.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
until when he got to beat number 5,036, he noticed something in his way.
Oh, look, an enormous anthill. Don't want to bump into that. I suppose I'd better go around it.
And that is exactly what the tortoise did. And after another 5,044 steps, he finally arrived back at the old dead tree, where the other animals were waiting for him.
So, tortoise, did you get it, the name of the tree?
Asked the lion anxiously.
Please say you did. We're all very hungry.
And the tortoise took a deep breath and said,
the name of the tree is Iwongilama.
Iwongilama, breathed all the other animals. And no sooner had they spoken the name aloud than the branches of the old dead tree suddenly sprang into life. Within an instant they were covered all over with wonderful fruit, more fruit than the animals could eat in an entire lifetime.